Good Tuesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. In studio with me is Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Pro Tip and City Commissioner Mike Dodson in for Linda Morse. Mayor Linda Morse usually in here with Ron, but Ron, Linda was pretty busy this morning. A lot going on.
Yes. No, she's helping with the Mandela Fellows this morning at an event there. For those visitors to our campus.
We're looking at the Manhattan City Commission meeting that will be tonight. It's a legislative meeting, not a work session. It'll be at 7 o'clock at Manhattan City Hall. That's on Points Avenue. It will be televised live on local Cox Cable Channel 3. You can also check it out on Manhattan City of Manhattan's website at cityofmhk.com/TV. Of course, you can just do it the old-fashioned way and just show up in person for the commission meeting. And we were talking about the first general agenda item, talking about pet licensing. And was there anything more that we wanted to speak on that issue?
You know, I think the caller did mention that we kept the prices for the annual license the same, and we increased it on the 2- and 3-year licenses. And I think part of that strategy there was just to hold the line on the single year license and then raise it a little bit on the other ones, and got some feedback on that. That's certainly something the commission can consider as they review the item this evening.
And with that, just to remind folks again, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. Enjoy hearing from you because it's a good opportunity to talk about some of these things before the city commission meetings. Why it's always great to have you all in. Looking at some other things on the general agenda tonight, Ron.
Second item on the general agenda is a final plat for Kimball Townhomes, and this is a area out at the new roundabout at Scenic Drive and Kimball and Anderson, where that all intersects. You know, originally when that was a four-way stop and the county originally constructed Scenic Drive, they had set aside and acquired substantial easements that the thought was is that let's acquire as much easement as we need so that we would have maximum flexibility in the future to build some type of traffic management device there. And they had actually set aside enough to do an interchange there. And so when we were going through the design process for Anderson, we took a close look at that and really didn't believe that engineers didn't feel like that would be an improvement that would really ever fit there. And so there was a lot of excess right-of-way because of that for that particular area. In the case of the current development, Scenic Crossing there on the northeast quadrant of that intersection, a number of that land was vacated back to the developer for them to utilize for some of their development as well as some storm drainage improvements, and we retained a substantial amount of easement. Similarly, the developments would be the northwest quadrant of that intersection are somewhat encumbered from fully developing that site because of the additional right-of-way that is there. And so there's about 42,000 square feet on the first tract, on the corner tract, and then the adjacent tract to the west, just under 19,000 square feet of property. And they're asking the commission to vacate that so that they can better develop those particular lots in conjunction with the roadway and the right-of-way, and then maintaining all of that. One of the things that the commission granted or requested from the Scenic Crossing development was the establishment of a transportation development district on that parcel to help pay for the roundabout and some of the Anderson Avenue improvements that were occurring there, which they did. And a similar request is being made here of the owners when they replat would consider petitions for a transportation development district. What that is if they were to put improvements there that would generate sales tax, that sales tax would be captured for a period of time, typically about 22 years or actually be less because that's the max it would run. But for the up to 22 years that would help pay off some of those improvements. And so that's really the request be made by these particular owners, just to have more land available that they could develop and not leave such a big open space.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Peer, also got Mayor Pro Tem Mike Dotson in the studio with us. And Ron, let's just do a little local government 101. When you say easements and right of way, what does that really mean?
So, you know, the typical street in Manhattan is about 30 foot wide pavement, curb to curb. Sometimes that's a little variation. If it's a two-lane roadway with parking, it's going to be about 30 feet wide. And then behind that curb is another 15 feet on each side. And within that 15 feet are, in many cases, sidewalks, water lines, sewer lines,
this would be the
private
easement.
Utilities. So this is the right-of-way or the easement land that the city can utilize for putting various utilities and other aspects in. And the property owner still has to maintain that area, but it's an area where we may need to widen the street in the future, and so we may need to add another lane, and we would get into that. And so those are those areas where that occurs.
And so just basically kind of like just some jurisdiction in a way.
Yes, and so in this particular case, there's a lot of additional easement because they had allowed for acquisition of real estate that included on and off ramps. So lots of extra space there, relative width of that entire area that isn't needed when you're just accommodating the roads and the roundabout feature. We are allowing for some growth to occur in that particular area, but we don't need the significant amount of roadway. So if you didn't do this, then you would have a pretty big green space in front of the buildings that would be there and not able to utilize much of it.
And we do have another phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
The adjacent property owners to the northwest quadrant out there won't like what I'm going to say. However, if you vacate it, you in essence gave it to them. Why don't you sell that to them and get some revenue? And sell it based on the square footage. One is almost an acre, and the other is maybe three-quarters of an acre. Sell that to them based on square foot basis, and maybe use the price that you got for the two lots in Aggieville as a basis. Maybe not that high, because it's maybe not that highest and best use there. But if you vacate it, you gave it away. Hey, we need money. We're talking about getting dog licenses to get some revenue. We're talking about this, that, and the other. There's revenue right there. You already gave part of that thing to the other people on the other side, which I didn't agree with, but that doesn't matter. Think about that, and I'll listen for your comments. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's certainly an option and a consideration, and that relative to the activity, and as I mentioned, one of the consideration here is the willingness of the owner to submit a petition for the Transportation Development District. The city can't require them to do that. It would be voluntary on their part, and that would, again, any sales tax that's generated on that particular tract in exchange for that would happen. So, you know, that one of the, and that was really the one of the primary considerations, some of the improvements. If you didn't acquire this, then you're setbacks, line changes for the how the development occurs there, and so you end up having some substantial amounts of land, and they have to decide whether or not that's to their better use or not. So certainly selling the land is always a consideration. Right now the consideration that's being offered is the willingness to do the petitions for the self-imposed Transportation Development District.
Hey, Commissioner Dotson, any thoughts before we go to break?
Yeah, I mean, there's always a balance here, and I think the calculation is that the city gets a better deal by having the TDD than we would from the sale of maybe three-quarters of an acre of land. But we'll have that all laid out for us tonight. The staff does a great job with this. And as always, what we're trying to do is create a balance for the future. In other words, we look at what might happen to Kimball, what might happen to Scenic, what might happen to West Anderson. That's why we put the roundabout in there rather than the flyover. And what you hope to have is enough green space in addition to some nice development out there, because it's certainly a great place for developers to operate. And we've seen that on the northeast quadrant, and like to see continued development on the remaining quadrants of that land.
Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and talk more with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Commissioner and Mayor Pro Tem Mike Dotson. You're listening to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.